Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, June 19th. We're back in the studio, both irritated, so it's going to be that kind of a fucking show today.
Yeah, I'm in a stank-ass mood today. Really? I'm like, everybody just get the fuck out of my way.
Really?
Everybody. Like, murder would be committed.
Yeah, I know. I woke up on the wrong side, man.
Yeah, I woke up at 4.
Yeah.
And then woke up again at 5. I took codeine last night because of my cough. So it was like the best night's sleep, and then I woke up at 4, then I woke up at 5, and then finally I fell back asleep at like 6, and I didn't think I was going to wake up and come here on time.
Really?
Because the codeine is just so strong.
I know.
For like hours, too.
But who takes that for a cough, man? That's for pain.
No, it's not. Codeine cough syrup. There's two different ones. There's a, this is like
how's it spelled? Do you know?
Hold on. I don't know. I'll take a picture of it.
Codeine cough syrup.
Yeah, it's like it's like cherry, like any normal cough syrup, but it says
codeine syrup. Okay, uh-huh. Let's see. With codeine.
Look at the side effects, though.
Okay, okay. So that one, people abuse that one. It comes.
Yeah, people mix it with like liquor.
Right.
Like all the rappers and stuff mix their liquor with codeine. I don't know why, but
yeah. It's an opioid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, fucking leave that alone, man. You're going to be fucking...
No, I was coughing so bad before sleep.
Really?
Yeah, so I was like, I have to take this or I'm not going to sleep at all.
Wow.
Which is so weird because my antibiotic is finally over, but then as soon as it's over, my cough is like 10 times worse. I'm like, how does that happen?
Right.
So weird.
So now this is... Did you get this as a prescription?
Yeah, prescription from a doctor. Right, yeah, okay. It's not from the streets.
Okay. But that's the one you got a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's probably expired, to be honest. But it made me sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
But I still feel kind of like jaggy and laggy now.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm like, whoa.
That's what it does.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to realize that my friends aren't really my friends. Like they're haters. Do you know you know that meme? Is it called Mimi or Meme? It's Mimi.
I think it's Meme. But
I thought it was Mimi. Yeah.
I know. I think it's Meme too, but.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where it's like, pay attention to the people that don't clap for you when you win.
Uh-huh.
So I asked one of my friends today, I'm like, yo, can you give me an email to this casting department? I'm trying to get on this show. Because he's been on the show, so he knows all the information.
Okay.
He refused.
Really?
And I go, what's your problem? I just wouldn't do that with my friends. If my friends ask me and it's a show I've already done, I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And I go, you sound like a hater. He goes, and you sound thirsty. I'm like, goodbye. I'm done.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, it's like, if you have a friend that won't help you out, get on a show when that's like what you love to do, that ain't a friend.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know the situation, so I can't tell you. Maybe he felt or she felt that it was hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do. It's so easy. It's called copy and paste.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm like in the mood where I'm just like, F everybody this morning.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Especially people that are like, if they call me, I'm the first one to answer.
Yeah.
If they need someone, I'm the first person they call. Like, don't be playing me now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, we both feel militant this morning, and hopefully we'll calm down by the end of the show. We are going to have a phone guest. We're going to be talking about.
I saw that.
Yeah. So we'll talk
about it. Does he live in California?
It's a she.
Oh.
And I don't know where she lives, but we're going to talk about cancer and things you can do about it and so forth. You don't want to hear that.
No, I really don't.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do?
Say, don't call?
No, but she has.
That's like such a depressing topic to talk about in the morning.
Yeah, but you know what? This is this is actually positive. I mean, she talks about nutrition and healing and things like that. We'll see. We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll
to her.
See about it. I mean, I lost my uncle to cancer, so I just like really hate even talking about it. Yeah.
Okay, so don't be part of the conversation.
No, I'll chime in.
Take a nap or something. You know, I'll wake you up when we're done.
I usually nap through phone interviews anyway.
Yeah.
If you notice, I talk very little during phone interviews. It's hard for me to concentrate because I'm not staring at them.
Right.
Like, it's easy for me to go back and forth with you because I can see you.
Well, that's why I try not to do too many, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, publicists a publicist wants you to do this, and it sounds interesting, and you want to give people a voice.
So basically, is she like a holistic believer?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Because if it's about that, then I'll definitely be interested.
Okay.
Because well, I always said if I get sick, then I'm going the natural route. Right. I won't do chemo or radiation.
Well, that's the thing, is that she says she's using modern medicine and natural techniques. So we'll find out what that's about.
Yeah, whatever modern medicine means.
What modern medicine means, you know.
The like chemo and radiation.
Chemo and things like that, probably, yeah. But, yeah, so codeine syrup, huh? I want to check that out.
It's a party.
I can't believe it's almost 2 weeks that I've been sick. I don't seem to get any
You don't
better.
Seem sick, though.
Really?
Like, you seem fine.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Listen, my nose is really congested.
Yeah, your nose is a little stuffy.
I
will say that.
And my cough, I mean, you don't hear it.
But you always have a cough.
No, but not the same. Come on.
I mean, I personally don't listen to the tones of your cough.
To the strength of them, okay. Yeah. Well, I do. And I'm telling you.
Well, have you gone to the doctors? Have you tried antibiotics?
No.
Maybe you should do that, Sam.
Maybe I should. Maybe I have more.
I feel like you hate the doctors.
No, I just don't like to go. You know, it's not about hate. Hate is a strong word.
Just go to walk-in.
It's just I don't have time for that shit, you know?
I know. Honestly, going to the doctors is a... Yeah, because then you have to wait.
Right.
It's like a law. Like, but even when you make an appointment, you say, like, I call and make an appointment for one, and then they don't see you until 2:15. I'm like, thanks, and my whole afternoon is ruined now.
Yeah.
I hate the doctors as well.
Yeah.
I told you 1 year I went 37 times to see the doctor.
Really?
That's how much of a hypochondriac I am. Wow. I've been working on it, though.
What? So what did you go for?
Like anything and anything. Like, I remember one time, like, I hooked up with this guy, and I sucked his, like, wiener, and the next day I was in there, like... Do I have an STD? Oh, like, literally 24 hours later.
Exactly.
If my neck hurts, my back hurts, I'm like, something's wrong, doc. Tell me what it is.
Really?
He's like, there's nothing wrong with you. Massage your own shoulders. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Anything and anything that was possibly wrong, I went in for it.
So are you still like that?
No, because I live here. If I was in Massachusetts, I would still be like that.
Really?
Out here, I don't go to the doctors at all. I have health insurance, but I just don't go.
You don't get sick.
No, I'm sick now, but right. I feel like my doctor back home knows me.
Yeah.
Because I went 37 times in a row. So I really just don't want to start that relationship over, but I know that I have to because I live here now.
Yeah.
But it's just hard because it takes a while for doctors to get used to how big of a spaz I am. Like when I go for my yearly physical, I get my blood work done like 2 weeks before, but I'll call like after that 48 mark and I'm like, you need to give me my results over the phone.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait for my appointment.
Yeah.
Like, you're not about to tell me in my appointment that I'm dying. You're telling me before my appointment.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a spaz.
Well, I don't do anything the doctor tells me. He said, go get a colonoscopy. I'm putting that off.
No, you got to do that.
Then blood work. I'm putting that off.
Oh, yeah. You haven't gotten your blood work yet.
No.
Yeah, Sam, you can't put off your blood work.
Yeah,
your blood work literally can show, like, literally if your cell count is off, boom, they'll know.
Right. Well, they're looking for... I think...
Aren't you going to do the whole test? There's like 7 different tests in one. They take like 4 tubes of blood.
Really?
When's the last time you got your blood work done?
I don't know. A year or two ago?
Okay, yeah. Once a year is fine.
Yeah.
I usually do mine once a year.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst part of my year.
It's more like for cholesterol and...
Yeah, you get checked for all of that. Your liver. But funny fact, I learned this year. When they do your blood panel for a physical, when they do the liver test, it can't tell you if you're abusing your liver with alcohol. It only tells you if you have like cancer of your liver.
Really?
So it can't tell you if you have, what is it called? What is that word?
I don't know.
The liver disease where you drink too much?
I don't know.
I can't remember the name of it. A cirrhosis?
Maybe cirrhosis.
Something like that.
Because
I asked him, I'm like, he told me my liver was good. And I'm like, okay, because I feel like I've been drinking too much. And he goes, oh, I can't tell you if you are with this test.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. So I still could probably
But what do you need to find out? Did they tell you drink too much?
No, I told him I drank too much.
I know, but what do you expect from the blood test to tell you?
I thought that's what they were checking for when they check your liver. But they're not.
Well... Yeah, I mean, if they check the liver, they'll tell you what shape it might be in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But not to drink, I don't know. Yeah. Could be a million reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think?
About?
I didn't even want to get up in the morning, man.
I wanted to get up, but it was hard to get up because I was just like, I've been in like such a bad mood for the past week.
Yeah.
I just
you
feel
see,
like
I'm generally not. I'm never in a bad mood, but I think I just went to bed in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And then you get up like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the back of your mind, you remember that there's shitty things you have to deal with the next day.
Yeah. 110%. I don't have anything shitty to deal with today. I have to deal with shitty people.
Yeah.
It's just
well, that's pretty shitty too.
I just want to, like, you know when you're in those moods where everyone is, like, not rooting for you, so it's like you want to make it a point to, like, just do whatever they think that you're not going to do just so you can say, F you!
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
tallest mountain.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's going to be the end result because it's, the show has already been casted.
Really?
Well, yeah, like, most people got their callbacks. I'm actually kind of shocked that I didn't get called for it, but I also had a major meltdown on my last day of filming, so that might be why.
Really?
Yeah, I told you this.
Oh, the meltdown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But I also was blackout drunk. I barely remembered half of what I said.
Really?
But I was weeping.
Now, what show is this one you're talking about?
The show that I'm trying to get on is X on the Beach.
Right, but the one that you... that you had a meltdown on.
It's called Perfect Match.
Perfect Match.
Mm-hmm.
And when did that happen?
That's when I filmed on my birthday when I was gone.
Oh, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you can talk about it?
No, but I'll probably get in trouble for that, but I don't care. They already paid me, so. And you guys didn't call me for X on the Beach, so fuck you guys.
X on the Beach?
Yeah. I don't think any of my, and none of my exes want to do it with me. That's why they probably haven't called me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're just like, no, I'm not dealing with her.
Yeah, who wants to see it on TV, God? You know?
There's only actually one ex I really want to do that with, and it's like the first guy I was ever in love with, and I just have never gotten any closure from it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved him. Loved him.
So this game is supposed to match you up with your ex? Like, that hopefully you'll get back together? Is that what the premise of the show is?
I think it's either you hope to get back together, or you get, like, closure from the shitty situation that you were in. I'm just looking for closure. He has like a kid now. He's like engaged, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just want him to apologize for treating me like shit.
Really? How long ago was that?
So basically what happened is we were neighbors and he did MTV shows. I did Bad Girls Club and we were friends. There was never anything sexual between us. And then one day we both got back from filming. It was my birthday. And we decided, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
But we had like a long list of rules, like no sleepovers, no getting jealous, blah, 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 blah. Broke every single one of those rules. He basically like lived with me and my family. And then things got weird because he went to go film another show and his ex-girlfriend was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got back, he was just different.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like this, I'm talking about this man cried on 4th of July about how he's never had a woman treat me as good as I do.
Yeah.
And then just came back and acted like, no, he never told anyone we were together. Like even to this day, when I tell people that's my ex, everyone's like, what? No one knows. Yep. So I was pregnant. I had a miscarriage. He knew about it, picked me up. His car was at my house when he was at Vegas. He came to my house with his friend I've never seen before and was like, hey, I know that situation was shitty for you. Let me take you out to eat. I'm like, okay, fine. So we go to a restaurant. We go to a Mexican restaurant. I'll never forget it. He ordered fish tacos. You know when you're staring at someone, you just hate them. Like, you hate them so much. He ordered fish tacos and a round of margaritas. And when the margaritas came, he's like, I'd like to make a toast. And I'm like, what could he possibly toast to?
Right.
He's like, I'd like to make a toast to dodging a bullet, talking about our kid.
Really?
In front of his friend I've never met before.
Wow.
And so it was the most awkward car ride home. He dropped me off. He said, hey, love you. I'll see you soon. Blocked me off all social media. I haven't seen or talked to him in 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No closure there. That's
no, none.
Sure.
None.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. I used to not be able to tell that story without crying.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, it's just a part of like my past. Yeah. But I always wanted him to just man up and boss up and be like, yo, I was a dickhead back in the day. I'm different now.
Yeah. But why is that important to you? I mean, come on. You know he was a dick. You don't need him to come out and say it. You know.
No, I need him to say it to me.
No, I know. But
I don't need him to say it necessarily on TV, but I know I'm never going to see him otherwise.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm never going to see him like on the streets.
But it's already a dead horse. What do you think? Just move on, you know?
I know. I hate when men say that.
Why?
Me and my guy friend just got into a huge fight about that. He's like, move the hell on. He doesn't give a shit about you. I'm like, that's fine and good. Obviously, he doesn't give a shit about me. But you can't tell a woman to move on with something that happened that was that dramatic.
Okay. Don't move on then. Stay where you are.
Fuck you, Sam.
What do you want me to say? There's two things I can say.
I mean, I've tried. I feel like every single relationship I've been in since then, I've just self-sabotaged it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like until I get, like, closure, I'm just going to keep self-sabotaging. It's, like, literally the reason why I'm single. I blame him. I blame him for all my relationship problems. I hate him so much. I literally hate him. But I also still care about him, and I hope he's doing well. Yeah. It's, like, really weird.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so I guess word on the street is he refuses to do that show because he doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I didn't get a call.
God. Oh, so you have to tell them who your ex is and they contact them or something?
Yeah.
Wow, that's embarrassing. I mean, why would you do that? I would think.
Oh, and exes get sent home. So if the whole house doesn't like your ex, the ex gets voted home.
Yeah, you know, I mean, who would want to do that? You know, especially with it, he hasn't heard from you or talked to you in so many years.
6 years, yeah.
Yeah. I would go like, what the fuck is she doing, you know?
But a lot of the relationships on there are fake. So I'm like, do you guys want to actually televise some real ass shit or do you want to keep posting fake relationships? Like, they consider, like, there's one girl who got fingered by a guy on a party bus and they're now doing the show together as exes. I'm like, so you guys, when did y'all date? Because as far as I'm concerned, his fingers going in your vagina is not classified as you being in a relationship. It's just stupid. Like, if you're gonna have a show, have some real ass exes on there.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know, all these reality shows are getting old. I think they're looking for ideas that...
Well, they're now taking ideas from, like, other... Like, this show is a London-based show. So they took this show from London because they can't even come up with their own concepts.
I know.
I mean, it's the highest-rated show and one of the highest-rated reality shows right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's entertaining.
Or in England?
In here. Here,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because people just love drama and exes for some reason.
Yeah. God, relationships get so freaking complicated, man.
They do. They really do.
Yeah.
But any relationship, even friendships get complicated.
Yeah.
Especially if you see things differently. Like, I went out with one of my friends the other day, and we went out to eat, and he's like, Danny, you got to pay for your food. And I wouldn't have gone out to eat if I knew he wasn't paying.
Yeah.
Because obviously my situation, you know?
Yeah.
So, in front,
take a call. So let me.
Oh yeah, crap! Yeah. I forgot we were taking a phone guest.
Yeah, no worries. You know, I need to give you a signal or something.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Okay, they just hung up, so we'll try again. Maybe it went into voicemail for them or something. But yeah, finish. So finish what you were saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
So in front of everybody, he's like, Danny, remember one time we went out and we went to Ralph's and I bought you a salad? Like, I'm not going to pay for you every time we go out. Mind you, the salad was $6.99 from Ralph's. I'm like, is he really bringing up the fact that he bought me a salad for $6?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
And I'm not like that. I don't know. Me and Gabby are just not like, me and my twin, we're just not like that. Like, we're not the type of people that are like, hey, remember 5 weeks ago we went out to eat and I paid for your bill? Well, I want that money back. Can you PayPal me?
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. And I'm not ever going to bring that type of stuff up in front of people, other people.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like now I'm starting to notice I hate everyone.
You go through that stage, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, at least we get to come here and laugh a little bit.
Man. Yeah, and talk shit.
Imagine if you have to stay depressed all day, you know?
Well, I would never be depressed about it. It's more like I get angry.
Yeah.
And I get, it's like when I'm sad, I get angry. Like sometimes when I'm mad, I cry and people are like, oh, look at this crybaby. No, I'm crying because I'm so upset. Like I'm so mad. Have you ever gotten that mad before?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I just like, and it's weird. I feel like maybe I'm PMSing, but I just had my period, so it's definitely not that.
Yeah, and I definitely don't have PMS, so I don't know.
No, guys do PMS.
Probably.
I always tell my dad all the time when he used to have his moments, I'm like, oh, it's your time of the month, huh? He literally would have PMS moments.
Really?
It's crazy.
Maybe there is something like that we don't know about.
Yeah, maybe being around women too much, but I think it's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
So anyways, why were you in a bad mood last night?
I don't know.
Did you hear about the rapper, Extension?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Is it Extension? Because I was looking.
Triple X, yeah.
Extentation.
Yeah, I always mess up his name. Right? I just call him X because it's easier.
Extentation.
But you know what's crazy is
but
footage of him.
What is he doing, right? I mean, he was just in the store or something.
So they killed him in his car.
Oh, in his
and
car.
And stole his Louis Vuitton bag.
Really?
Yeah,
so he had a backpack. Robbery.
It was a robbery, but it seems like that might have been a setup because how did they know exactly where he was at?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, they could have followed him.
Yeah, but how do they know where he lives and stuff, unless they know him?
Oh, come on. It's so easy to find out everything. There's no privacy.
Really? I feel like that. I mean,
they didn't go where he lives. Apparently, he was leaving the store.
He was leaving. Oh, you know what? The motorcycle shop could have posted him on Snap, like, yo, he's in the shop.
Right.
And then people just found him. I don't know.
Wow.
But anyways, crazy part is that people were filming his dead body in the car instead of calling 911 or maybe checking to see if there was a wound that they could have put pressure on or something and saved his life.
Yeah, so everybody was taking videos.
Yes.
And pictures.
And so the last image that his family and his friends are going to see is him slumped over in his car, shot up. That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, people are trying to say, like, I mean, because he just got out of jail because he kidnapped and sodomized and beat up his pregnant girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was in jail. I mean,
that's what they're saying about domestic violence, right? He's awaiting trial or something. Yeah,
like he was going to go to jail for a pretty long time probably. But he always made videos. It's weird because people on social media were posting his videos and he was like, I know I'm not going to be on this earth long. Like he knew he wasn't going to live a long life.
Yeah.
He just knew it. And he's like, I'm an alien. I didn't belong on planet Earth. He was a very interesting character. But if you actually listen to his music, he was so talented. He wasn't even 21. He couldn't even legally drink.
Yeah. 20-year-old.
That's so crazy. And he has a kid on the way who's now fatherless.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the world is coming to. We film murders on our phone instead of calling 911 trying to save his life.
Right. But that we also admire people that beat up women and shit, you know?
I know, it's crazy. Because if you think about it, there was someone, I forget her name, but she used to work for the NFL commission or something, and she just stepped down because she said the domestic violence situation within the NFL, nothing's changing. Because so many NFL players are in, like, TMZ in the shade room, always about beating up their girlfriends, and then they're on the field playing. I'm like, how do you beat up your girlfriend and then... Yeah. You're allowed to hit the field and play.
Yeah, people don't care, man. If you're a celebrity, you get away with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit, yeah.
Well, I just feel like cops don't really care about that stuff. Like when my roommate's dude hit me in the face and I went to the police station, he's like, honestly, I'm going to tell you, like, you can get a restraining order, but you're wasting your time.
Right.
Like, they just don't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude bit my arm. Like, he was literally taking a chunk of my skin, and you guys can't do anything?
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why the guest is not calling back, right? Because she called once.
And that seemed like a very short amount of rings.
Right.
Like, you were like, oh, someone's calling, and then it was done.
Right, right. I think maybe she was listening to the show. You were talking about fingering people right before
that. No, just don't blame me, Sam.
I will. No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying she probably was listening to the show. But that's okay. We wouldn't mess up your interview. You know, we'd keep it clean and everything so they can use that. But... that's what the show is about.
I was just saying that was a relationship. I wasn't actually like, it didn't happen to me.
No, I know. But talking about that, she may not want to touch that with a 20-foot pole.
She must not be a fan of the show then.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But guests come and go, you know. So they don't necessarily know what kind of a show it is.
Yeah, we don't even know what kind of show it is. Yeah. Sometimes we don't talk about sex.
No, we don't.
Sometimes we do.
So we use language. So what?
I know. You know what? It's so crazy.
That's
because
how people talk, you know?
I know. Someone was telling me, they're like, hey, like, you should really practice not being so, like, not so... What word am I looking for?
I don't know. Emotional, vocal?
Maybe not vocal. I mean, I'll never stop being those two. Right. Oh, God. Never in my life. No, basically tone down on the swearing and tone down about talking about like stuff like sex on this radio show because it's ruining your image.
Really?
And I said...
Like using profanity and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah. I go, but it's 2018.
Yeah, everybody talks like that.
And it's just so crazy to me because it's like if you drop an F-bomb in the middle of a conversation, you're now considered an unclassy human being. And I'm just like, why though?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends what setting you're in. Like if I went to a political party and it was like everyone was in like suits and ties, I'm obviously not going to walk around the party and be like, really? Yo, this fucking party's lit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no, that's not, you know when to speak that way and when you can't. But if you're talking about real life issues, why can't you swear?
Well, it depends. Some people get offended by it. So if you want to have a decent conversation, don't take a chance and bring it up unless they do first.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do.
But they're talking about on the radio show. They're right. Like, you and Sam shouldn't swear on the radio show.
Why?
I'm like, why?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the reason people don't is because there's the FCC who governs the airwaves, the public airwaves.
$250,000 fine.
We're not using them.
No,
you know?
No.
Yeah.
Imagine we'd be like $5 million in debt for all the F-bombs we've dropped on the show since I've been here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we do because we can. What can I say?
And I just feel like if you're talking about like really passionate stuff about stuff that gets you angry or stuff that gets you going, like it's okay to swear.
Yeah,
I just don't think swearing's okay if I'm looking at you and I'm like, yo, Sam, I'm going to fucking kill you. That's not appropriate. Right. But when you're just talking with passion, you're like, yo, I was so fucking upset trying to describe how upset you were. I think it's fine.
Yeah. No, I do too. I mean, I use profanity sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all the time, depending who I'm with, you know?
Exactly. And I feel like you and me know when we can use profanity with guests.
You know, most people I would hope know how to filter themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do that in every situation.
And some people get uncomfortable when anyone talks about sex.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, you need... I mean, for someone who never has sex, like, get over it. Like, I've never been uncomfortable hearing or talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like part of life, unless it's not part of their life.
It not only is it part of life, it's probably the strongest fucking driving force of human beings.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about it, you know? It's like nobody can escape the pull of the sexual drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why it's so crazy to me to meet people that are still virgins and they're like in their 30s. But I'm wondering if they are capable of doing it because they've never had it.
Yeah.
And they don't have that like
probably,
pull.
Yeah. They don't miss it or something.
Yeah, like I have a girlfriend who's still a virgin.
Really?
And she has
30?
No, she's 27, but she's waiting till marriage.
Yeah.
But my thing, I always ask her all the time because she's around women that are constantly having sex. And we've had conversations about it before. I'm like, does it make you uncomfortable when people talk about it? She's like, no.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Like, she's done nothing. Like, she hasn't given a blowjob. She hasn't had sex. She's like a complete virgin.
Jeez.
And I go, you're not scared that like you just won't know what's like, what if you have sex and the sex is so terrible and you just don't know what good sex is because you only had sex with the guy you married?
Right.
I always wondered that.
Yeah. Not only that, but if she likes it, she's going to go, shit, I wasted so many years of my life waiting, you know, for this.
But at least she never has to worry about STDs. All the power to you, girl. All the power to you.
Yeah. Well, that's a big price, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, I mean, not having sex is a big price to pay for not wanting to have STD. Gotta take your chances. You know, what can you do?
I know. And it sucks, too, because, like, you can get STDs from oral sex.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lose-lose. Because no guy wants to hook up with you if you're not giving head. And it's like, you don't want to give head because it's like, that's not your boyfriend. Even if it is your boyfriend, he could have cheated on you last night.
I wonder why guys are into it. I think it's a power thing.
You know? I think it's just a fact that his penis is in
your mouth.
Yeah, that's like a big deal.
And you're like bending down or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think it also is a power thing because I'm like,
it is.
Why do guys want that so much?
The dick is like a weapon, you know?
Literally.
To a lot of guys.
I got mushroom stamps in the face way at a party one time. It was like the closest thing to rape that's ever happened to me.
You got what?
Mushroom stamped.
What is that?
You've never heard of that before?
Mushroom stamped.
Yeah, this guy invited me to a quote-unquote party.
Right.
And I was like, sure, I'll go. And when I went to the party, there was nobody there but him. And I was like, this is not a good look. Like, he was huge. He was like 6'6", like 250 really? Pounds. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're like hanging out in his room. And like, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to leave soon. Locks his door, whips out his pants, and mushroom stamps me in the face with his dick.
Really?
Yeah. I was hysterically crying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ran out of that bitch. This is like the closest thing to rape that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
My sister still doesn't even know about that. So, Gammy, there you go.
You gotta stay away from these dangerous guys.
I know. Oh, my God. Sam, and on Bumble, it's so crazy. Like, I get a text message last night from this guy I've never met before. He seems handsome. Right. And he's like, hi. And I go, what's up? He goes, come over. I said, I have never met you. I am not coming to your house. He goes, well, I just want to see you. I go, how do you want to see someone you don't know?
Right. But the thing, because he wants to fuck. That's all. Ugh. He doesn't care anything beyond that. But how can guys, do you think it ever works for them?
What, Bumble?
No. Saying to a woman,
come over. Yes.
Really?
I met a guy this weekend who had a hickey on his neck. And I go, hey, bud, I'm not trying to be blunt, but do you know that you have a hickey on your neck? He goes, he started laughing. He goes, yeah, some bottle service girl gave it to me. I go, okay. And I go, you're probably going to get no pussy tonight, because if I see a guy with a hickey on his neck, I'm not even going to talk to him. Like, you're trash. He goes, I just had sex with 3 girls in a row. 3 different girls every single night. Girls do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't. They'll literally, if a dude looks like he's got a little bit of money or a little bit of swag, everybody's sleeping with everybody. That's why I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do?
So many of them are attracted to money.
Money, oh yeah. That's usually, I would say out here, it's like 70-30.
That's what I say, you know?
Women are mostly going...
But then people say, oh, it's sexist this, sexist that. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of women here look for money.
Yeah, they want to be taken care of. No girl out here wants to work. And if they do work, they don't want to work that hard. And when they sleep with someone, they want to make sure that at the end of the week, after they slept with them 5 times, there's a Chanel or Gucci bag waiting for them.
Yeah, they get compensated.
Exactly. Like, I met this guy. We were just talking at a party, and I was like talking about this guy that like I liked, and he didn't do anything for me, because like, right. You obviously know I'm having money problems.
Right.
He goes, he's not giving you money. I go, I've never asked him for money.
Yeah.
He goes, why are you talking to him then? This is a grown ass man asking me this question. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, everything is a transaction these days.
Right. That's
he goes,
I
even
say,
me, when I fuck girls, I know I got to put something up at the end of the night.
Right.
I go, that's insanity.
But you know, even when there's no money being exchanged, I think it's still transaction.
It's still a transaction, because you're still expecting something. Like, even if it's like, I expect him to take me to dinner or the movies, you're still expecting something from that person.
Right.
I'm expecting respect, which I have not gotten from anybody that I've hooked up with out here.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I know. Well, you know, I don't know what you project to other people, but
me too.
You seem to be a different person here than you are when you go out. So
well, I'm also sober here, Sam.
Maybe you should stay sober.
I know. And I was thinking, I really was thinking that. I called Gabby on Sunday, and I go, I really feel like I need to give up drinking. And it's so hard, because I catch myself saying this 2-3 times a week.
Right. And yet you don't do it, and then you complain about the situation.
It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
It's like low-key an addiction. And I told you the other day, I'm not addicted to anything except for like men that I'm sleeping with, but also maybe liquor.
Yeah.
Because if I'm at a party and there's liquor, it's very hard for me to be like, okay, no, I won't have a drink, especially if I took an Uber there.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. When you're on your own, do you have to drink every day?
No, I don't drink. Oh, really? I used to. I won't lie to you. Even if I was home just Netflixing and chill by myself, I would have at least 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
But now, because I'm trying to watch my figure, I don't drink unless I'm going out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's a problem there. I don't think you're an alcoholic, but... You definitely have a problem, maybe a social issue.
Yeah, my dad tells me all the time I'm socially awkward.
Yeah, maybe that's why you drink the wine, because it takes out your inhibitions, you know?
Especially with men, Sam, it's so bad. I have no game.
Yeah.
That's so probably why I got turned down by this guy, because I found him so attractive when I saw him this weekend, and I just didn't know how to, like, handle it, and it didn't work out my advantage.
Yeah, no, because alcohol is not your friend.
No, right, he was probably like, this chick's a mess. That was probably what he was thinking.
I think you're getting in your own way when you drink.
Same. Right? And I know it. I know it. 110% no. If I was sober and I met that guy, probably would have gotten his number.
Yeah.
But I was drunk and I was being very aggressive. Like, I was pretty much like, yeah. Hey.
I know, when people are drunk,
you can take full advantage of me. Yeah. Give me a call.
No, you see, don't do that. Maybe people don't like you when you drink.
No, maybe a lot of people
like
don't.
You like yourself when you drink, mm-hmm. but not other people.
Like, I'm very, very cool when I'm sober. I think the guy, even the guy that I've been messing with for a year, like when we hang out, I'm usually not shit-faced.
Yeah.
So it's like a cool, fun vibe. It's, we have problems when we see each other out.
Right. That's good. That's the way to do
but
it.
But even this weekend, I know he did nothing wrong. Yeah. I just was like literally a lunatic. But I'm not going to apologize to him. I've apologized too many times.
Yeah.
I mean, if he purposely does it, like if you know that I've been drinking and you know that I'm crazy, don't right. purposely be all over someone in front of me. I don't care if you leave with her.
Right.
But when you're rubbing somebody's neck and playing with her hair and I've had 10 shots of tequila, I'm going to cause a scene because it's fun.
Yeah.
And you're the only option I have right now. And I'm a little psycho over you. I actually do care about him, though, a lot. So yeah. I feel bad that I'm always causing a scene. But I don't know. It's a weird situation. I'm fucked up, Sam, obviously.
Yeah. Well.
I need a therapist.
I don't think you're fucked up. But the thing is you have to modify some of what you do.
I know. And I don't even think therapy works because my mom.
Your approach doesn't work for you. You mm-hmm. know? Yeah. So you got to change your approach.
What should my approach be then?
First of all, don't drink. Let people know the real you. And I'm telling you, they're going to be attracted to that. I'm telling you, if I see a woman that's like drunk and stuff, it turns
But
me
I'm not
off.
Sloppy drunk. Like, right. I'm not like falling on the floor.
Right.
Like,
it's just that you feel drunk and you say things.
Yeah, like it's and now because you know I have no filter. So imagine right. that times 5,000. Because right. when I drink, there's literally no filter on top of the no filter. So it's really,
yeah,
it could be dangerous.
Yeah, you see, people don't want to hear the truth anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's your answer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go out without drinking once and see how it works.
I'm going to try not to drink this entire week. I'm on day two.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, when I went food shopping the other day, I didn't get any liquor because usually I get like 3-4 bottles of wine from my house. Didn't get any of it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let me really try hard not to drink.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so friggin' tired, man. And I also had an edible before I came, which I do every day, but... It's
do you like eat food while you take that as well? Like when you have an edible, do you also have like scrambled eggs and avocado toast?
No, this is just an edible means that
no, you have
anything that's food that's got
yeah, but is it filling? Like is it considered a meal?
No, I have a cookie. That's what I have.
Yeah, but aren't you hungry?
Well, that's beside the point. You know?
Maybe that's why you're tired though.
No, but whether I take a thing or not, I don't really eat in the morning, you know? So... Mm.
That's right. You told me you don't eat till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
That's insanity.
I know.
Wow.
I know. But anyway, so yeah, it's a good feeling. I'm feeling a little more buzzed than usual, but it's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing.
I wish I was a little buzzed with you. Maybe maybe both of our days would be better.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring you a cookie if you want. But
no,
you
can
only,
no.
You can only have one bite.
No, you know what? You can bring me a joint.
A joint?
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
I need to start smoking weed before I go to bed. I've been having the craziest dreams, Sam.
Yeah.
But they all seem so real. I wake up, I'm like, oh, what happened? Really? Like this morning, that's why I woke up at 4 o'clock. I thought I was in a dream that happened. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm in my bedroom. My life is not that crazy.
I know. Dreams can be weird, I gotta tell you, you know? And when I have a sex dream, I'm irritated when I wake up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's let the movie go on here for a while.
I met an Israeli dude on Bumble.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We've been texting. I haven't met him in person, though.
Did he give you his name?
Wesley.
Wesley?
And I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, Wesley. Then he must have... Yeah, he must have turned it into English and stuff, you know.
Well, his mom is white. His dad is Israeli.
Israeli.
Yeah, Israeli, sorry. I don't fucking know.
You thought the language was...
I know. I was like, hey, can you translate?
Israeli. Oh,
yeah, his dad, I guess he was born there. And then, because him and his wife met, and then they went to... Israel, and then they flew to New York, and now they're from LA.
I see.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I haven't met him in person, though, but he has really big lips. Is that normal?
big lips.
Like huge.
What do you mean they're normal to who? To the Israeli species?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Like bigger than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's just a pretty boy.
Yeah, for sure. I asked him, I go, did you get lip injections?
You did?
Yeah, see, I need to work on my intensity, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You can't be too straightforward.
It's like so hard, though. I just want a man who can handle that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But maybe not in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, but then it would be a lie.
I mean, who wants to hear that?
Wait, so when you... I mean,
who wants to hear somebody tell, did you have an injection, you know?
I mean, they're so big.
Did, yeah.
They're so big.
Really?
Yeah, to the point.
He's gay.
No, I asked him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him that too. I said,
so he's too preoccupied with his looks. He may want to move on.
He's actually really nice. He's actually the only non-creepy dude I've met on Bumble.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't give me creepy vibes at all.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Knock on wood. I don't know him yet, but he doesn't seem creepy.
Okay, well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
But if he does something, I'll beat him up. Let me know.
Yeah, can you beat up everyone that I've had a problem with?
Well, I'll beat him up in Hebrew. How's
that? Yeah, right. I wonder if he can speak that language.
Of course he can. If he's Israeli, yeah.
But he was born, like, he was only there for a year, though. Do you think his parents still taught him? And his mom's white.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
You mean she's American?
She's American.
Right.
But they had him in Israel.
Okay.
And then they decided to come back to New York, and now they moved to LA.
Right. And then I don't know what's going on.
How do you say I love you in Hebrew?
Ani ohev otach.
Oh, my God. Never going to be able to say that again.
No? Why? If you say it slowly, it's pretty easy.
Go again.
Ani.
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 Okay.
Ohev.
Ohev.
Otach.
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 Yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
But that's when a man says it to a woman.
Right.
When a woman says it to a man, it's a little different.
So when people comment on like photos and stuff and they're like, oh, looking good, Habibi. What is that supposed to mean, my love?
Habibi is Arabs, I think.
Yeah.
It's in Arabic.
Yeah, but what does that mean, my love?
Habibi is like my dear or something. My dear, yeah. No, not my love. Or maybe it is. What the hell do I know?
Yeah, right.
I don't speak Arabic, but I've heard of it, of the word.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Our guest just decided this was not the show
bailed.
For her.
They fucking bailed like crazy. You know, it's not like, maybe they forgot, maybe they didn't have the number. She called.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And hung up the moment I answered. I'm telling you, because there's a little delay in the... In the streaming, you know, so she may have just heard the fingering right before she called.
If that's your reason for not calling back, then we don't want you to call anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to welcome people here, but you also have to be a little more tolerant. And if you're not, then yeah, you know.
I mean, she just is like in a tunnel and has no service.
No, no, no.
You never know.
No tunnels here.
Well, is she from here?
This is a conscious thing. I'm sure. Yeah.
Damn, so basically we suck.
For some people. For some people. I should know better to take a fucking serious topic. But you know,
remember that one time that you had somebody call and it was literally like 40. I don't even think I stayed away. Even you were like struggling. You were like, I forget what it was about, but it was like literally the most serious topic we've ever talked about on the show.
Very slow, right?
Yeah.
We both lost interest. Well, you can't always know. But what we do have is the next 3 days and next week, we're going to have studio guests.
Oh, thank God.
So we're going to change things a little bit.
Because people always have more fun when they're in the studio. Every single time that me and Sam get off air, everyone's like, that was so fun.
Right,
you guys are great together.
Blah,
so you can't judge us off the phone, girl.
Right. We're great hosts here. We take care of
We're just having girls. A bad day, okay? Not every day is peaches and sunshine.
But not only that, but you know, we when you don't have guests, we start talking shit.
I have a job interview tomorrow, Sam.
Yeah?
Woo-hoo.
There you go.
It's like my first job interview in 2 months.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You really could use one.
I could use a lot more than a job, let me tell you. Did you see my IG story yesterday?
No.
Oh, okay. There was this text message that I got. I'm going to read this to you, Sam. Are you ready for this?
I'm sure if you posted it, it must be interesting.
Oh, man. Okay, so I applied for a job on Indeed because I like try to avoid Craigslist now because I realize that Craigslist has a lot of sketchy...
Yeah, a lot of bullshit.
...human beings on there. So this is a text message I got. Good morning, Danielle. My name is Eric. I work for a large oil company. I have a two-week schedule, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. I'm looking for someone to travel with me during my 2 weeks on and take care of my personal affairs and, of course, hopefully someone that I get along with. I'm looking for someone who's sexy and appealing and very playful. You are definitely on my radar. I'm looking for the type of girl who's very dirty and open-minded. That's why I'm paying high dollar for this position. The more I see, the better. And right now, you have my full attention. Are we on the same page? Are you still my girl?
Whoa. What the fuck?
I told you this is yeah, absolutely.
You
Sam.
See how fucking men try to take advantage of women like this?
But it's like every single job I apply for.
I mean, he sounds like he's looking for a fucking porn star.
He is. He's looking for like a prostitute.
Yeah.
And how long can a job like that last? You fucking go a couple times and he's gonna post that ad again until he finds something
does
new.
He say how much he's offering?
$525 a day. And that's you work for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but that means fucking him every day. Yeah. That's what it means.
And like it sounds like some weird like 50 Shades of Grey shit.
Yeah.
So basically, if you work for 2 weeks, you're making $7,350.
Yeah. Well, that's
either
a lot
that or
of
he's a rapist and a killer and he just
a lot
wants
of
to.
Sex you're going to have to give up, let me tell you.
Ew. No, thanks. See, I'd rather be poor, but there's some girls that we get that offer and be like, yes.
Why don't you, like, report him, get him taken off the fucking site?
Oh, I flag every sketchy thing. Don't you worry, Sam. I'm like, nope.
Is that the most you can do is just flag
you
it?
You could just flag it.
Yeah.
You can't, like, report it to the police.
No, oh. Not the police, but the website would want to know if people are looking for
yeah, all you can do is flag it, yeah. And then they'll remove it.
Wow.
If they take it seriously, but some sites don't care.
What if women actually do look for these kind of jobs?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, there's literally someone that probably... applied for that and was like, okay, cool, I'll start on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Very, very crazy. Finally, I wanted to talk about this. I guess the Marriott hotels now are going to put in Alexa in the rooms. You know what Alexa is, right?
Yeah.
That Echo thing that you talk to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like all the latest gadgets.
Me too.
That's one thing I don't have and I don't intend on having.
Why? Why don't you like it? It's
because
creepy
it
to you?
It listens to you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. It has to hear you say Alexa, right?
Yeah.
To wake it up.
Right.
It listens to everything. And people are saying that it's recorded conversations and sent it to friends and shit like that. Would you want that?
That's weird. I mean, the whole concept of... even to me, for instance, like when you're on your phone or something.
Right.
And sponsors, like those random ads pop up on... Instagram and stuff,
right.
It's like they know what you were just doing on like your computer or your TV because it gives you stuff that you've been like looking into. I'm like, how does my phone know that?
Because you've been to other sites and they share the information with cookies.
The whole concept is really creepy.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing is, and they're making it so it'll be easier for you to make your life easier.
Right.
But they're taking your data and doing with it whatever the fuck they
even
want.
When you're like, Alexa, skip the song.
Yeah.
It like just like knows.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. A few of my friends have an Alexa. I mean, it's cool because you don't have to like, you can literally be across the room and be like, Alexa, but when she, you ask her questions and stuff and she answers, that's weird to me.
Right, right. But, but I'm not going to be anywhere where a thing is going to be listening to me constantly. And, you know, our phones do too. If you have Siri turned on, it's listening to you all the time for you to say, hey, Siri, you know?
Right, yeah. Right.
So that's the fucking bullshit about it and I don't want it. Not any more than I have to. On the phone, not much I can do, but But
I don't think I'm
Alexa
important
thing?
Enough to anyone to care what my movements are with the Alexa, but there's definitely some sketchy people out there that probably shouldn't get devices like that because they're listening to you.
Yeah, but let's say you're at home and you're talking personal stuff to someone. Do you want it to be recorded?
Yeah, but it's recorded and where does it go?
In the cloud somewhere, you know.
Yeah, that's
out
weird.
In nowhere.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
But who's to say that we're not being recorded at this very moment with our phones?
Nobody, but what I'm saying is is that you try to take precautions if you can.
Sometimes with my laptop.
Like I said, I turn off like the Siri service and all that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't listen to me.
Sometimes I wonder about laptops too. Like my friend has a Mac and the Mac has like this camera at the top. And she has like paper over it.
Right.
And she's like, she's like, I don't want any, like, I don't want my computer to be recording me and I don't know it. And I'm like, that's weird.
No, it is. But if you've seen Black Mirror, there was something exactly like
it. Yeah. Remember? I did see it. I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
With the kid masturbating in front of his...
To the little kid. He was a pedophile, and they caught him on camera.
No.
Black Mirror. Kid. Yeah, he was a kid, but he was attracted to little kids.
The kid?
Yeah. I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
No, they just took video of him masturbating.
To a little girl.
Really?
Yes, that's why they were, like, threatening him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He died at the end.
Yeah.
That was an intense episode. I was like, whoa.
It was very intense. That's why I don't want to watch that shit anymore.
I know. I started watching it, but all of it really is probably the future. So I was like, I'm good.
You see, they can do that through our phones, too, and we don't cover that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. This is wide open. Look.
But on my laptop and my iPad, these things are covered. I don't think anybody seen me masturbate or anything.
Oh, my God. I've never even thought. Oh, that's right. Like if you're watching porn or something and your camera is just
that's
there.
That's what it was. That's what that episode was about.
Oh my God, that's right. But he was watching little kitty porn.
And then they sent him the...
Then he had to like run around and do the package email. Stuff. Yeah. Yep. And then the people like, you're all set. You guys can go home. And then when they went home, their lives were ruined. Yeah. I was like, damn.
I know. And his mom called him on the phone. Yeah. What have you done?
Yeah.
It was all over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, Black Mirror is on Netflix, right?
Yep.
And it deals with things that are like, what would happen if, with all the technology we have today?
Well, my favorite episode of Black Mirror was that one about the dating app.
Yeah.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, with Bryce Howard.
I don't know.
The redhead girl.
No.
Yeah. I've seen
no, it. I know which one you're
when
talking
they
about.
They rate each other with stars.
No, I hated that episode. Yeah. I hate it. No, this dating... The dating one is it was a black girl and a white man, and they had this dating app. They're all on an island together, and the dating app, they would go on a date and they'd hit the button, and the button would say how long they were going to be together.
Right.
And the whole episode was about how they were dating all these people and nothing worked out. And at the very end, they were like, "Screw this system, we're going together." So they like escaped, and then they went into this like digital cloud, and it says 99.9% match. And then it was their phones, and they were just at a bar, and they looked up at each other, and they matched. On like Tinder or Bumble.
Right.
I'm like, whoa. That was a good, it was really cute. It was a good episode.
All right, everybody. We're totally out of time. Danny, let's hope we feel better tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll try to go to sleep a little earlier in a good mood. But thank you all for joining us. Hopefully we still entertained you. And we'll see you all here tomorrow with a guest.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.